WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It could be a first in Mexico. Voters are expected to elect a woman to the nation's top office. The BBC's Will Grant in Mexico City says voters have had to face intimidation and brutality.
The political violence seen in this election campaign has shocked even seasoned politicians, seasoned analysts on Mexican affairs. It was just a huge number of candidates who weren't just killed. They were intimidated. They were forced off the ballot. Their family members were harmed. You know, it's been a very violent and bloody election.
Well, the border with Mexico is at the top of the agenda for President Biden. CBS News has learned that he plans to issue an executive order that would partially shut down the asylum process. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoyo Galvez has those details.
We've been told that it could be around 4,000 crossings per day or 2,500 crossings per day. And when that trigger is met, border officials would gain this power to deport people as soon as they get into U.S. soil without processing their asylum claims.
President Biden's son Hunter goes on trial on Monday. CBS's Erica Brown.
Jury selection begins in Hunter Biden's criminal trial in Delaware. The president's son faces three felony charges related to his alleged illegal purchase of a firearm. Prosecutors say he made false statements on a federal form about his drug use. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted.
A birthday party in Akron, Ohio ended in bloodshed when shots rang out. One person died, two dozen more were hurt. Mayor Shamas Malik has this warning.
If there is any retaliatory violence committed as a result of this shooting, anyone engaging in that will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
And they are still looking for the shooter or shooters. There is water pressure again in downtown Atlanta. The city's been dealing with a water outage since Friday, and many homes that have water have had to boil it. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Atlanta.
City officials have put some of the blame on decaying pipes. Others were unhappy that they didn't immediately hear from their mayor, Andre Dickens. Saturday night, he issued a state of emergency.
We actually definitely understand your frustration.
Among the mayor's critics, rapper Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm upset.
Whose Friday and Saturday night shows at State Farm Arena were canceled.
The Edmonton Oilers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in 18 years. It's after their Game 6 win over the Dallas Stars 2-1 to clinch the Western Conference Final. The Stanley Cup Finals between the Oilers and the Florida Panthers begins next Saturday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so... It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
When I catch your name in the sun, it's such a change my name.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off Max Inc. Sunday night with a double dip of new music from The Handsome Stranger. That song is called Pusher, Exit Interview before that. Both of those songs are from their debut album called A Mix of Sun and Clouds. They're out of Appleton, Wisconsin, a three-piece featuring Ian Gilmore on vocals and guitar, Andy McNair on bass, and Aaron Vandermas on drums. Check them out, Handsome Stranger from Appleton. Happy Sunday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday Night. I am Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up this hour, we've got music from Alex White and Friends. We'll do some Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers, and the latest from Jonathan Millionaire. Plus, I have all the details about the next Max Inc. concert series that's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on June 14th. Next hour, we're going to check in with Terry Barr and hear Barr Notes at 8 o'clock. It's the debut of the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal out of Ontario, Canada. At 9 is the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night with Brian Bethke. It was fantastic. And at 10 o'clock is Max Inc. Heavy. Imshell has a conversation with Milwaukee's very own Buster Daisy. But first, let's kick off this Sunday night with some music from Lady Bird and End of the World. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Reception to get some air. Thought about a life that he could share. Seemed like a long walk for just a high school kid. But he knew it was nice to have someone to spend time with. Someone was so easy. Tired eyes in the dashboard's glow. Puts it in to drive and starts for home. Oh, to be young and only heartbroken. And only heartbroken. Oh, to be young. And only heartbroken.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Sunday Night with Alex White and Friends as Papa LaFunk from their latest album, North of Center. Before that, Jonathan Millionaire with his new music called Wait. I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. Sunday Night. Don't forget to grab the Civic Media app and get that on your device. Take us wherever you go. Right now, it's Bestie Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. This song is called One Drop. It's Max Inc. Sunday Night.
I felt like I was screaming in your ear. take care. I'm moving on. I've been starving for too long. I'm gonna turn my head and let you drain out of me, let you drain out of me. Hey, yeah. I might have been whispering at the time.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. You're all about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Gonna rock it.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
My mind goes back to when we were young, and I feel so proud.
cheat on me like I could do to you with these 42, my girlfriend of these 43.
Maxxinc Sunday Night with Eddie 8 Dynamite and Girlfriend on page 43 on Maxxinc Radio. Before that, the latest from Marston is called Keepsake, and Iron Plow started that set off with We Fly Divine. Eddie 8 Dynamite, Iron Plow, and Marston, they're playing the next Maxxinc Concert Series show live at the Gamma Ray Bar, 121 West Main Street in Madison, Friday, June 14th. I hope to see you there. It's going to be a great night of music. Plus, it's going to be my first show at the Gamma Ray. Hope you get to join us. Eddie 8 Dynamite, Iron Plow, Marston, all presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media Hometown Radio Refreshed. I'm Jimmy K, Maxxinc Sunday Night. Maxxinc Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at MoveToMadison.com. Cat and Hurricane, they got a couple shows coming up. You can check their socials for that. Here's their latest track, Caffeine and Alcohol. It's Maxxinc Sunday Night.
Can anybody tell me when my dreams became nightmares? Gonna take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine? Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell. That's all it is. Love caffeine, God alcohol. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sunday night with Marta Hansen and the last Pink Halo before that, and the latest from Cat and Hurricane, Caffeine and Alcohol. I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Maxing Sunday night across Civic Media. Marta Hansen is going to be live in the Lair next Saturday night. Looking forward to that. I'm going to be camping, but I'll be listening from the campground. Rob Roberts will be filling in for me here at the studio. Join him, Rocker and Terry Barr, live in the Lair with Marta Hansen next Saturday across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay. We got a double dip of Mackenzie Moore on the way to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Right now it's Heavy Looks and Shake Me Up. Max Inc. Sunday night on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average, $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Kim.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.